My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Keon Ellis now 6-0 as a starter, which
6-0.
It begged the question after the Kings moved to 5-0 with him in the starting lineup. Mike Brown got asked at his post game presser, like, "Hey, is he going to start? Is Keon going to start?" And he more or less is like, "No, you know, it's kind of, you know, there's a lot that goes into that and blah 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 blah." Well, Matt George asked last night, you know, what kind of goes into that. And this became a topic of discussion during the press conference. Here's what Mike Brown had to say about the process of changing the starting lineup and the difficulty of that.
There's a lot that goes into it. It comes down to feel. Kevin gives us a lot, too. And, you know, does it make us better with Kevin or Keegan or HB coming off the bench just to start Keon? I don't know. I don't have that feel yet. You know, you can always bring Keon in the game early. Keon can still average 20, 25 minutes a game if need be. And so kind of like Malik, it can give us the luxury of, A, obviously finishing the way we want to finish, but playing different lineups based on the flow of the game, because we might go out there and the flow of the game might be in our favor with whoever starting. Okay, let's ride with that. Okay, they want to make a run or they want to do this. You know, you got Malik, you got Keon, you got Davion coming off the bench, and it just adds to what is already a very, very good bench.
That audio is courtesy of James Hamm. Thanks, man.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate you.
I was there.
You were there. Follow James Hamm at James_HammNBA on Twitter and subscribe to the Kings Beat at thekingsbeat.com and the Kings Beat podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Okay. Anyways, he said two things there. One, he said, I don't have that feel yet. I don't have that feel about every, you know, is it better with Keon as a starter or not? I do. I have it, Mike.
I can't, but
I got
that's,
you, dog.
That's where my point that, like, his 6-0 is over 65 games.
Right. Yeah, yeah, right.
It's not like today.
Yeah.
And Keon's been in and out of the lineup. Like, it's hard for him to separate himself from some of the other players.
No doubt.
And, I think he's done a really good job. He's been with the team the whole year. He hasn't gone to the G League.
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't sent him down.
Yeah, he was on a two-way, but he wasn't two-waying.
Exactly.
He only one-wayed the two-way.
Well, he ran out of two-way games.
Right.
Or he was about to run out right at the trade deadline. And that's why they converted him after the trade deadline. So, mm-hmm. Look, this is sort of the, when you're bringing along a young player, there's always going to be like this question about whether what you're seeing is real or not.
No doubt.
There's always going to be, I think some teams do a better job of bringing players into the fold than others. And, you know, sometimes it does come down to just having faith in a player, and not because you don't have faith in players. It's that you become really comfortable with the players that you do have faith in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, this team won 48 games last year with Kevin Huerter starting almost every one of them.
Yeah.
Like, he was a huge piece to what they did. He was their third leading scorer. Like, this was, it's not just some player that, like, was a one-off, and he was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I look at Mike, might not be as quick to pull the trigger as some other coaches.
Sure.
So like a guy like Michael Malone, he has no choice. Even though he has a team that won the championship last year, he lost Bruce Brown. He lost Jeff Green. He's mm-hmm. got to go with, you know, Christian Braun, Brown, and he's mm-hmm. got to go with guys that, what's the other?
Peyton Watson, mm-hmm.
and even Zeke Nagy. Mm-hmm. Like, he's got to go with those guys because, like, that's what happens when your team hits a certain budget, when you have star players that eat up all of the money, then you have to figure out ways to manage the rest of your roster.
No doubt.
And so maybe Mike Brown is just a little more reluctant to change. That's okay. That's just a feel thing.
Yeah, and I think there's another aspect to this. And again, coming at this from the standpoint of, it's super easy for me or you or the Chatty House or somebody listening to sit here and go, well, dude, start him. Like, you're clearly better.
Yeah.
When Keon, but one of the things with this is, and this is a conversation we had a lot with Trey Lance and Kyle Shanahan, and should Lance start or not. This is a key aspect of this. Once you do that, you're committed.
Oh, you're pot committed.
You are fully, there's no going back from that. So yeah. Mike Brown now with, again, and this is something we touched on yesterday, this team's 11 over .500. This is not like, oh my God, they might miss the play-in, panic button, do something.
Mm-hmm.
This is, hey, you might be better with this guy in the starting lineup. All the stuff that you need in a game, he's providing it. And to Mike Brown's point, to kind of argue against myself here, and to your point, when you say, okay, Kevin Herter, you're out of the starting lineup. Harrison Barnes, you're out of the starting lineup, whoever it is. Keon, you're starting now. That's it, moving forward. And if that move doesn't work, if your sample size of Keon Ellis minutes, it turns out, was not enough, and he doesn't actually consistently provide as a starter all these things that he's been providing the last couple of nights, you're hosed. You could wind up deep in the play-in where you're losing a play-in game and you're missing the playoffs. And now it gets turned around back on the coach. Now it's like, hey, why would you do that?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Look at that misstep that you did. Right, and then everybody who's piled on to start Keon. Right. They're the same people like, oh, fire him.
Yeah, right.
Look at what he did.
Right.
He screwed up everything.
Right.
I mean, that's a delicate balance, man. And
it
so
super is, dude.
It's not a simple decision. It's not a simple discussion. It's something that, like, it's an organizational decision. And I know D'Lo hates it when I talk about that. Like, these are organizational decisions. Mm-hmm. So, like, well, he gives you a better chance to win. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, but what does that mean? Look, if, like, the value of Kevin Herter right now probably isn't at its all-time
high. It's definitely
not. No, but it's also for some teams around the league might go, like, look, maybe the situation just isn't right for him anymore. And the problem the Kings have is, like, you're on the hook for 16.8 and and $18 million over the next 2 years with Kevin. Mm-hmm. And at some point, value does matter. Like, what his value is this summer, you have to consider that. And what does it mean if you're going to replace him with a guy who was literally on a two-way contract 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's what we're talking about. So, like, look, I think Mike said it best, like, the knee-jerk reaction. Like, yeah, Keon's had a couple of good games. And, yeah, some guys have had a couple of bad games. But you could also make the argument that up until last night that you could replace Keegan Murray in the starting lineup as well if you had somebody else.
He had a rough stretch for sure.
I mean, he had a rough stretch. Like, so who are you going to point fingers at today, and how is that going to react? How is that player going to embrace or not embrace the question and the move forward? I mean, how many people this season wanted Harrison Barnes replaced in the starting lineup? So many people in the chat that it's crazy. And why do you not do it? Because if you stay the course, sometimes it all works out in the end. That guys go back. They don't, you know, there's regression to the mean, and then there's also like the laws of averages.
Sure.
Like, guys figure out ways to get back to their who they were.
Progression, you know, to the mean.
Yeah, progression to the mean. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I think that's a move I would go with, but I understand why Mike wouldn't. What I think we will see, and this is what he said a couple nights ago, I have to figure out ways to get Keon more opportunities. And so I think what we'll see is a little bit of a tweaked rotation going down the stretch here, where you do start seeing Keon with running with the starters, certainly, but probably not starting games, is how I think that's going to wind up going.
No, that makes sense to me. And, you know, the other thing I think we could also point to is that Kevin Huerter, usually when he misses a game, he rebounds pretty substantially.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, last time he missed a game, he missed a Philly game. He came back out the next night and had 26 and 10, shot 6 of 9 from 3. Like, sometimes, like we talked about with Keegan, maybe sometimes taking a step back for a day clears your head and gets you right back in the right frame of mind. Look, whatever they decide to do, I'll keep saying this. Mike Brown is a spectacular head coach. Like,
doing a great job.
The Sacramento Kings, just for people who haven't been listening for the last, what are we talking, 38 years the Kings have been in Sacramento now. In all that time, this team has finished over 500 nine times. Eight of those came in one stretch under Rick Adelman. The only other time this team has ever finished over 500 in Sacramento was last season, and they're going to do it again. So anyone out there who, like, this is a good coach and you need to let him do what he thinks is best for the team right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the day, you can go back and dissect it and write your eulogy for the season whenever you want. But you got to give a coach some leeway to coach his team the way that he wants.
Damian Barling in the building, everybody.
Damian Barling.
He's not here for the handoff just yet, but he will be. I'm going to loop you in on the fun game I have to play about the game last night.
Oh.
All right, James, to finish up that point, the Kings won their 38th game of the year last night.
Yep.
Mike Brown, of course, led the Kings to 48 wins last year. The Kings have hit 38 wins, so since their last playoff appearance in 05-06, the Kings had gotten to 38 or more wins twice.
Yeah, I've covered
Mike
two.
Brown arrives.
Dave Yeager, 39 wins, and Mike Brown last year.
Nah. They won 38 in 07-08, and they won 39 in 18-19. And they won their 38th game last night with 17 games to go.
Yeah.
That's where this whole Keon Ellis thing is a matter of, from Mike Brown's perspective, this is still a team that's 11 over, man. This is not dire circumstances. Flip the switch. Everything needs to change. Now, if they get in a playoff series, that is where I think we might see the Keon Ellis button get pushed if they go down, you know, 0-2 in a series or something like that. But that is a much different circumstance than sitting here in the middle of March.
Yeah, I think we're at a point where you really have to have a pulse on the 18 guys that are in your locker room. And right now, they're close to 18 there almost every day. like with the G League guys are around a lot. Either way, the 15-man roster, you need to be very cognizant of what each person means to everybody else in the grand scheme of things, mm-hmm. not just on the court, but off the court and how they'll react to something. And like, look, sometimes pulling off the Band-Aid and like making a tough decision is the right move. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that we know a whole lot less than the head coach of the Sacramento Kings about who should be starting and what the impact would be if you did make a change within the walls of that room.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.